Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 7 on 990 WDEO.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Catholic psychotherapist and author Dr. Gregory Popcheck and his wife and co-author Lisa Popcheck. Every weekday at this time, Greg, Lisa, and friends help you find faith-filled answers to questions about marriage, parenting, and the people who drive you nuts. So join us for the next hour as we explore how to love and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength.
Love you, love in my heart, mind, and strength.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I am your host, Catholic psychotherapist, author, Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Greg's co-host, Catholic family life coach, Lisa Popcheck.
And we are here on this Wednesday helping you find faithful, practical, effective answers for whatever is getting in the way of your joy, getting in the way of love in your life, getting in the way of you feeling like you can respond effectively and faithfully to whatever challenges you face. Pick up the phone and dial 877-573-7825. That's the toll-free number you can call to join the conversation with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck right here, and we'll help you figure things out. I mean, you know, really, I mean, it's a good thing to be able to have a place to turn where you can just, you know, talk about stuff that's important to you, you know, like you, and find ways to deal more effectively with the people who are driving you crazy in the situations that are just weighing you down.
You know, there are a lot of people who just recoiled and said, me? I'm not allowed to be important to me. I'm a Christian. Yes, you are.
You're allowed to be important.
You really are allowed to be important to us. You're allowed to be important to yourself, because unless you care about the ins and outs of your life, unless you care about keeping it in right order with God's will for you, unless you care about the charges that God has given you to take care of in this world, then you're not honoring Him.
Well, it's all about stewardship, ultimately. I mean, if you're, you know, you are God's creation, and God has given you as His gift to the world to make a difference, right? And we can focus so much on being there for others, and we should focus on being there for others, because, as our church tells us, we find ourselves by making a sincere gift of ourselves. But, you know, if you don't keep the machine in good working order, you know, if you don't look after your mental and physical well-being, then you don't have anything to give. Right? And so it's important to take that time to sort of stop and reflect and ask yourself prayerfully, you know, am I doing today what God would have me do? Am I functioning in a way, am I relating in a way that gives glory to God and gives honor to the creation that He's made in me?
And every time we feel stress, every time we feel anxiety, every time we feel aggravation with the people in our lives, every time we feel a sense of depression about what's going on in our lives, it's not for us to just sit with it and say, well, I'll suffer with this for the sake of whatever. Offering up is a great Catholic tradition, but offering up is something that we do as we proactively work to make the kingdom a better place to be. Not just something we take on and say, well, I'll just sit here with it. All of those things that I just listed are actually signals. They're triggers that the Holy Spirit is sending to say something is not right. Something is out of order. Out of order with God's will for your family, your life, your town, your church, the world. And you, my child, have been given this feeling so that you can assess it and do what you can to make it better. Not to just leave it where it is, but to actually work to bring it into line with God's will and God's love and God's mercy for the world. You can do that. And a lot of us are sitting there going, no, I can't. I don't even have the strength to move to the front door today. I've had it with my life. You can do it. And when you start engaging the Holy Spirit, when you start engaging good cutting-edge psychology, you can change the world and bring about the kingdom of God in your heart, in your life, in the lives of the people you love. You can do it, and we're here to help you.
877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. 573-7825. That email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
And if we can help you in any way deal more effectively with that spouse who's driving you crazy, those kids who are running circles around you, the people in your neighborhood that you wish weren't in your neighborhood, and all manner of situations that are causing you all sorts of pain in your emotional and spiritual life, we're here to help. 877-573-7825.
You know, Greg, as you said that, I'm thinking there are so many of our listeners who have those kids in their neighborhood that they really don't have to deal with that much because, you know, it's school time. And then, boom, here, no, it's not school time anymore. It's, you know, mom and dad supervising all the neighborhood kids and you dealing with the kids in an unstructured way and the kids next door who make too much noise or cause trouble or those kids around the corner that aren't a very good influence on your children. And how do you handle it? And how do you deal with the relationships with their parents?
Well, because I don't know if you folks have noticed at all. But not everybody has the same values that you do.
Shocking!
I know, newsflash and all, but it's true.
Yeah, what do you do when they all want to come over and swim in your pool, but they don't want to be wearing anything when they do it? What do you do when their language is influencing your kid or the games they play when they go over to a kid's house or far beyond any rating that you'd ever let your kids see? And how do you handle it with the parents who, the minute you mention, this isn't exactly how I raise my kids, take it as a personal offense? That's one of the joys of summer that
I was
comes
talking
with
to
kids
somebody,
being out of school.
I was talking to somebody who went over to a friend's house and came home pierced.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They were not happy. Let me
no. Wow. Okay.
Send my kid to the neighbors unpierced, came back pierced.
That
not.
Is not cool. Wow. You know, and that's just one of the joys of summer and having the kids out of that structure that we're used to having them in. You know, another is the fact that a lot of us are really dealing with the fact that we're going to have empty nests soon. You know, that things are changing. I have several friends who are looking at their kids going off to college, and this is it. And they're saying, wow, it went so fast. How do I deal with missing this kid that I've built my life around? And what do I do now? Even my social life is built around facilitating my kid's life. And in a few weeks, suddenly, it's not going to be the same anymore. Where do I go? What do I do? Then there are many, many parents who are dealing with the fact that they thought they'd have an empty nest, but in this economy, the kids are coming home. College is done, and they have nowhere to go and no job to have. And how do you deal with integrating that adult child back into your household? The rules all shift. Everything is different. How do you handle it? This time of the year, with weddings and graduations and all that comes with the shift of this time of year, it is, oh my, and it can be causing you a fair amount of stress. If you're going through that or anything else in your life today, give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we will connect you with God's grace and some practical help.
Let's get started with our prayer in the name of the Father, and of
the Son,
and
of
the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence this hour and thank you for the opportunity you've given us to spend this time with you and all the good people who are tuning in right now. We ask your blessing, Lord, on this hour, that it would be a time of blessing for everyone who's struggling in their life or relationships, especially those whose hearts are heavy or broken, whose minds are clouded and confused, or whose strength is failing them. Come more fully into our lives and share your love with our hearts. Weld our hearts together with the fire of your love. Clarify our minds and help us experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, that we might hear your voice and know your will. And give us the grace that we need to follow that will with strength and confidence so that step by step we can become everything that you created us to be. We ask all of this in the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mary, seat of wisdom.
Please, Mother, pray for us.
We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. And if you're having a tough time today looking for some faithful, practical answers to life's difficult questions, to your life's difficult questions, we're here for you, 877-573-7825. But first, it's time for Living in the Word, where we take a look at a verse from Scripture that reminds us of God's faithfulness and our response. This week's Living in the Word comes to us from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us come into God's presence with confidence, because we will find mercy and strength when we need it. Amen. What a powerful verse. And what a powerful reminder of God's providence in our lives, his desire to deliver us from that fear, from that pain, from the darkness that we find ourselves in. And he encourages us to come to him with confidence, knowing that we will find everything that we need at his feet. Commit this verse to memory so that his word can be a comfort to you in your time of need. Again, it's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us come to God's presence with confidence, because we will find mercy and strength when we need it. You can count on that. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Are you dealing with depression, anxiety, other emotions that are overwhelming you, challenging relationships with your spouse, your kids, your neighbors, your friends, your extended family, whoever is bugging you, even if it's, well, you, we're here to help. 877-573-7825.
Right now, Greg, we're going to take a call from Frank in Naples, Florida.
Hey there, Frank. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I believe this is the seventh or eighth time that I tried to call you guys, and for one reason or another, I didn't have the chance, but I believe that today is the day the God has made.
Well, praise God. I'm glad you came through. Thanks for your persistence. Yeah. How can we help you out today?
Friend, I have been suffering from anxiety and depression for the last 4 years of my 47 years of life I have. And I have been on medication ever since. And the last 6 months I quit having any more medications. I was saturated and not seeing any further improvement on my condition. And I resorted to my Virgin Mary and the Holy Spirit. I confess I'm a witness of what the Holy Spirit can do in somebody. I'm a witness. And for the last 6 months, I have been without any medication. And I feel today that without any medication, still I'm performing almost as good, if not better, that when I was taking all this prescription.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. That's wonderful. That's wonderful news.
Yes. And I wonder if I have been able to do that just based on my religious beliefs, knowing what are the triggers on my condition, and praying and putting all my works on the hands of my God. What else can I do with your help? You are a professional, and you are Catholic.
What, so to deal with the anxiety and depression, you mean, or what specifically are you asking?
Yeah.
How does it affect you at this point? I mean, how are you still? Because you're saying that you've experienced some relief over the last 6 months, even though you've gone off your medication as a result of your prayer life and some of the hard work you've done in the past. How is the anxiety and depression affecting you now?
Well, hello.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
No, Frank, you're still there. Hello?
Frank, can you hear us?
I think we lost Frank.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Frank, are you there?
Well, we can hear you, Frank. I'm sorry if you dropped off. But here, let me answer your question anyway. I can go ahead with
hopefully
this.
Hopefully he's still listening on the radio. And if not, I'm sure if he calls back here, I'll try to connect him right away.
All right. Here's what you need to do, Frank. I mean, you got a good start here with your prayer life. And clearly the Holy Spirit is doing some good work in your situation here. I want you to focus here on being able to get your thought life under control. You know, in Corinthians, St. Paul says, hold every thought captive in obedience to Christ, right? And that's what you really need to be doing here, getting on top of the false messages, the false thoughts that Satan is whispering in your spiritual ear that is sort of clogging up the pipes, as it were, that God wants to deliver his grace to you so that you can experience total and complete healing. One of the things that we do through the Pastoral Solutions Institute, and whether you would work with us or anybody else, this is a helpful technique, and I'm going to turn you on to some other resources that will help unpack this for you. But one of the things that we do is help you discern the different voices that you hear in your head. Like, because everybody hears messages in their head all day long. You know, we tell ourselves things, or we hear things pass through our minds that either encourage us or discourage us on the path to doing what we need to do. And some of those messages that we hear in our heads lead us to feel confident or hopeful or able to face whatever we need to face. And even if we're going through a difficult time, sometimes we'll hear those messages in our head that say, you know, you can do this, you know, and not necessarily just blowing smoke or giving us positive messages, but, you know, that actually point us to actual resources that we can use and possible solutions that we can employ to address the situation. Those are good and healthy thoughts, thoughts that St. Ignatius of Loyola would call consolations that come to us from the Holy Spirit, that lets us know how to remain hopeful and confident and effective even in the face of trial. But then there are other thoughts that pass through our mind that St. Ignatius would call desolations. And those thoughts cause us to feel hopeless or helpless or incompetent or powerless or self-pitying and self-indulgent in the face of the problems that we encounter. And the more we listen to those thoughts that pass through our head, essentially what we're doing is that we are listening to Satan whisper in our spiritual ear. And so very often what happens when we are going through depression or anxiety or other emotional problems, you know, we're calling out to God, oh Lord, please help me, please help me, please help me. But we can't cooperate with the grace that he gives us because we're calling out to God, but we're listening to Satan or one of his subcontractors whispering these false thoughts in our ear, these desolations, as St. Ignatius of Loyola would put it. And those desolations are very consistent with what we call in cognitive psychology irrational thoughts, right? You know, cognitive distortions. They are the thoughts that cause us to take a bad situation and make it infinitely worse, or take a complicated life and make it infinitely more complicated. And by staying on top of those thoughts, and as St. Paul says, holding all those thoughts captive in obedience to Christ, weighing them by testing them in that spiritual discernment process, we help our clients start to hear what God is saying and to act on those true thoughts that lead to abundance and lead to healing, as opposed to listening to the false thoughts which lead to a smaller and more suffocating life. If you want some resources on how to do this, I'm going to turn you on to two things. One is God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy, Make Finding Balance Through God's Grace, just released through Crossroads. I don't even have my author's copies yet, but you can get it online at your favorite online bookstore. God Help Me, The Stress is Driving Me Crazy, Finding Balance Through God's Grace. We have the techniques in there that talk about that integration between Ignatius' principles of spiritual discernment and cognitive psychology. I think you'd really appreciate that. There's also another resource, the Rise Up and Walk, Plugging into the Power of God's Grace 2-CD set, which you can find on our website at exceptionalmarriages.com. Exceptionalmarriages.com. Just click on the audio and CD section there. It's a two CD set that talks about these techniques that I was just sharing with you, and really starts to teach you how to take these techniques and use them to sort through these false thoughts and start to think with healthy thoughts and beliefs and what God is actually whispering in your ear. If you need more technical assistance beyond that, give us a call at the Pastoral Solutions Institute to learn more about our telephone counseling practice. We do a lot of work with folks who are dealing with depression and anxiety and really help them apply these techniques and many, many others to enable them to experience life as the gift that God created them to live. You can learn more, again, about the Pastoral Solutions Institute by looking online at exceptionalmarriages.com or by calling 740-266-6461 to make an appointment. Again, that's the Pastoral Solutions Institute telephone counseling appointment line at 740-266-6461. I thank you for your perseverance there, Frank. I'm sorry that we dropped the connection. I hope that you were able to hear the rest of that response. If there's anything else we can do for you here, don't hesitate to call us or get in touch with us at the Pastoral Solutions Institute. We're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
And if you are dealing with depression or anxiety, and maybe you were hearing some of the advice that we were giving Frank, and you'd like to learn a little bit more about how to apply this whole concept of consolations versus desolations and holding your thoughts captive to your particular circumstances, we'd love to help coach you through that process. Of course, if you have questions about another topic entirely, how about how your marriage is going south, or how your relationship with your kids is tanking, or there are other issues that are causing you to feel just alone, isolated, put down, put upon, picked on, overwhelmed, we are here to help refresh your spirit, to find a way to renew your strength, and to move forward with clarity of mind and purpose. 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio at ExceptionalMarriages.com.
Stick around for more Heart, Mind, and Strength. You and Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak coming up right after this.
One day, Kay mentioned to a friend over lunch that she was looking to change accounts. So her friend told Kay about the CPA firm that does her accounting, Myler and Zipka. Actually, that friend also learned about Myler and Zipka from another friend. It's called word-of-mouth advertising, and it's the way Myler and Zipka gets most of their clients. You know there is nothing more powerful than a personal recommendation from a friend. A friend isn't going to risk losing a friendship by knowingly giving you bad advice. The professionals at Myler and Zipka do everything they can to nurture their clients' relationships by searching harder to find honest ways of saving them money. So why are they running this ad when word-of-mouth advertising is working so well? For two reasons. One, Myler and Zipka is a strong supporter of Ave Maria Radio. And two, you may not have a friend who is a Myler and Zipka client. Call Myler and Zipka today, 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. And learn why people who start with Myler and Zipka stay with Myler and Zipka.
When we talk about music and education, there's some research that has been done to show that music in various ways can improve your IQ. Dr. Frances Rauscher, behavioral psychologist, she did this experiment where she took university students and played different music for them and then tested their IQ to see if the music could affect their performance on IQ test. And she would play the music and then test them. And she found that after listening to the double piano concertos, the students would score 10% or so increase.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting on the Mind of Christ. On our program this week, Andrew Pudor returns with two talks from the Michigan Catholic Home Educators Conference. On the first, he discusses the importance of music education on brain growth. We follow that with highlights from his writing seminar. Join us for Putting on the Mind of Christ this Sunday afternoon at 3, encoring Saturday afternoons at 6 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. You know, we were talking with Frank, who called in with some questions about overcoming depression and anxiety. And a fascinating new article just came across the desk. And I wanted to share the results of this thing with you. Just some pretty stunning information. A brand new study in the journal Clinical Cancer Research.
I gotta say, stunning in a great way. You want something that's really gonna boost you up a little bit today? This is it.
Yeah, so this brand new study in the journal Clinical Cancer Research took a look at the effect of counseling to help breast cancer patients recover from their illness and prevent recurrence of the disease. Does that sound crazy to you? That counseling could actually help a person increase their chances of recovering from cancer or prevent recurrence of that cancer? Well, listen up. This is just pretty amazing stuff. There was a previous study called the Stress and Immunity Breast Cancer Project, and they did an 11-year follow-up study here where women who received psychological intervention had a 45% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence, right? And in this most recent study, researchers tested the same hypothesis looking at mortality from breast cancer overall. So what they did in the second study was they took 227 women who were newly diagnosed with stage 2 or stage 3 breast cancer. Some women were randomized to get psychological counseling to help them deal with the anxiety and stress of their cancer diagnosis. Other women were just given an assessment. The folks who received the counseling, the treatment to help them deal with their anxiety, what they did was they helped patients understand the nature of their cancer and stress, taught them ways to reduce the stress and improve their quality of life, helped make sure that the patients were following up on their cancer care and showed them how to, you know, better communicate their needs to the medical providers and those sorts of things. And during the follow-up, what they found was that the women who had the psychological counseling to deal with the anxiety and improve their quality of life had a 59% reduction in the risk of dying of breast cancer.
59% reduction in the risk of dying of breast cancer. I know, as a woman who's had many, many friends lost to this disease, if I woke up in the morning and heard on a news report that they came up with a new drug trial that would reduce the risk of death from breast cancer by 59%, I would be, you know, screaming from the mountaintops to get my friend into that clinical study. This is huge, and what it is handling the stress, getting the intervention you need on a psychological way to help you handle the stress of your cancer diagnosis.
So taken together, these two studies really show some remarkable results of taking your anxiety seriously. Again, when the women who had breast cancer diagnoses, stage 2 or stage 3, I mean, this was serious stuff. Not that breast cancer is never serious, but stage 2 and stage 3 was significant. When they received counseling to help them deal with the anxiety and stress of their illness, they had a 59% greater recovery rate, a 59% reduced rate of dying of their illness, and a 45% reduced risk of breast cancer recurrence. I mean, that's just amazing when you think about that.
And I've got to say, when the article first crossed our desk, and the headline of this struck my eyes before I read the article, it says, less stress helps beat breast cancer. Helps breast cancer patients. Less stress helps breast cancer patients. My first reaction was anger. You know, after seeing my friends go through this all too frequently in the last few years, my original reaction was, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's the most stressful thing you can go through with a cancer diagnosis. Of course, less stress would help, but how do you do that when you're dealing with the fact that everything in your life is threatened, from your life itself to your physical well-being as you go through the process of treatment, to your family situation, to your finances? This is a crushing amount of stress. And what are these people supposed to do? Go off to some island and sit under a palm tree somewhere? Of course they're stressed. And I really found myself getting incredibly irritated at the title alone. But when I went on to read that with good clinical psychological help to help these ladies and their families begin to manage their stress, know what was real stress and what is going on in our brain that feeds our anxiety even more, to be able to manage their own well-being could reduce their risk of dying by 59%, that is worth sitting up and taking note of. And I think it speaks to each and every one of us. If we can increase our physical well-being so significantly when placed in such a threatening and fragile place as a breast cancer diagnosis, and we can get a 59% reduction in our chance of dying, how much more can we improve our quality of life, our health in any area, our relationships, our mental well-being, our sense of peace, our sense of effectiveness and strength by getting the same kind of counseling help? The ability to figure out how to control our thoughts, how to have true thoughts as opposed to the false thoughts that go through our brain when we're in a panic situation, we can improve everything. And there are so many of us who, when we hear about good counseling, we say, no, you don't know what I'm going through. What my stress is related to is real. It's tangible. My spouse hasn't worked. I'm ill. My kids are doing this thing. It's counseling. It's not going on in my mind. It's going on in my life. Don't bother me with counseling. You don't get any more real than a cancer diagnosis. And yet the improvement is huge. We need to all look at this for the benefit of our own lives, no matter what we're faced with. Really learning these techniques and these skills can begin to change the outcome of our lives and make us healthier in body, in mind, and in spirit, and is well worth looking into no matter what your situation in life.
So I really encourage all of our listeners to take courage and to take their anxiety and depression symptoms seriously. You know, 40 million Americans alone suffer from anxiety problems every year. 40 million, that's about 20% of the population. And only 30% of those folks ever get help. The sad thing is that There is this is imminently treatable. 80% of people with anxiety problems or depression problems get better even without medication. And when you combine treatment, psychotherapy with medication, the results are even higher. The success rates for treatment are even higher. There is no reason to suffer with this stuff. And if you can beat it, then you can improve not just your mental health, but your physical health and your social and relational functioning as well. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let's work it out together.
Right now, Greg, we're taking a call from Amanda in Michigan.
Amanda, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Well, I have a comment on the last caller. I'm sorry, I was listening to
Frank.
The statistics
Frank,
about whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I was just going to say that I deal with mental health issues. My husband does. We have three children with a diagnosis, and it's in both sides of my family and in my husband's family. And I wanted to, like, let people know that medicine is not, like, a bad thing, that medicine really, like, helps, like, us have the life that God wants us to live. Like, I was concerned that the other caller was putting us, like, plant on it that you just, if you pray and God heals you, like, then you don't need medicine. But sometimes that's how God works, is through medicine. And
yeah,
I wouldn't be able.
Well, go ahead. Please finish your thought. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to have the life that I have and be able to, make it to church every Sunday if I didn't have medicine.
No, I think that's absolutely true, and it's one of the reasons that every study really shows that psychotherapy and medication together really
Correct.
Present the best way to approach a problem. But I think that, you know, at the same time, most people would prefer not to be on medication if they could swing it. And
that's true.
If you're in a position where you can work with your physician to kind of taper off as you build either resilience or your life circumstances change to be able to help you make that change, then great. Some folks are never going to be able to be in that position because of a combination of factors, and there's no reason not to take advantage of all the help that's available, including medical help and medication in particular. And I'm glad you called up to reassure people of that, because people do have sort of these funny ideas about medication that you shouldn't be on it, that somehow it's wrong to take it, and that's certainly not the case.
Well, I remember when I was first prescribed and, like, it was time for me to take my first dose, I was terrified that it was going to change my personality, it was going to change me, and instead I felt like it just unwrapped me and allowed me to be who God really wanted me to be.
Well, praise God. I mean, yeah, and that's what the purpose of medication is. I mean, it's so clearly it's doing its thing for you, and I'm glad that you were able to take advantage of it, and I'm glad you called in to encourage others to, if they're on medication, to not go off of it, or to avail themselves of it if they really need it. But it's all part of a proper evaluation to determine what each individual person needs. Thanks so much for the call, Amanda. God bless you and your continued recovery.
And let's make sure we underline that. Based on anything you ever hear on any TV show, any radio show, read in any magazine, please never go off your medication without your physician supervising that process, because it's incredibly dangerous to do.
877-573-7825 is the toll-free number you can call with your tough questions about living the life with your faith intact in all the different situations we find ourselves. If you're doing battle with your spouse, your kids, or your own emotions, we are here to help you win that battle and move forward with joy, confidence, and grace toward the abundant life that God created you to live. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-573-7825. That email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
Stick around for more Heart, Mind, and Strength in You coming up right after this.
Are you worried about your investments and the moral practices of companies in which you've invested? I'm George Schwartz, the founder of Schwartz Investment Counsel, a registered investment advisor established in 1980. If you're a pro-life investor and are concerned about your investments, the Ave Maria division of Schwartz Investment Counsel may be able to help you. Our firm has experienced professional analysts and portfolio managers who thoroughly research companies from an investment point of view and from a moral perspective. We are nationally known as a leader in the growing field of morally responsible investing. To learn more, give us a call, toll-free, 866-AVE-MARIA, or visit schwartzinvest.com. In my new book, Good Returns, I explain morally responsible investing and our successful approach to finding profitable investments. My friend, Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz, has written a terrific foreword for my book. I think you'll really enjoy reading it.
Call 1-866-AVE-MARIA to learn more. That's 1-866-283-6274 or visit SchwartzInvest.com.
Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. There is no single thing that converts more people to the pro-life position than the photos of what abortion looks like. These photos can be seen at priestsforlife.org. Here's one of the many emails we receive from people who see the pictures. I was horrified by the gallery of photos of those tiny innocents murdered, but I'm glad to have seen them. No one can truly form an opinion on abortion without seeing the horror. I had no idea the practice was so brutal. I wonder how many women would choose to have an abortion once viewing those photos and having the various procedures described in detail. You can help to convert many people by challenging them to look at the photos. Go to priestsforlife.org. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If there is something weighing heavily on your heart, trouble in your mind, or sapping your strength, let's work together to find faithful and effective ways to leave those problems far behind.
We've been talking a lot about anxiety during this hour, but anything that is troubling your mind, we are here to help you through. It's 877-573-7825, and right now we're taking a call from Tony in Michigan.
Hey there, Tony. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Well, I'm going through some troubles with my 15-year-old son.
Okay.
And
how many children do you have, Tony, and where does your son fit in the lineup?
I have five children.
Mm-hmm. And where is he in the lineup there?
He is the second oldest.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and he's become, well, I don't want to say become, because this just really hasn't, it didn't just start, but I really had to face it this past 2 years. He's come back to live with me. He was living with his father in Georgia. Very disrespectful.
When did he come back to live with you, Tony?
He's been back with me since April of 2008.
So he's been there a while.
Yes.
Okay. Had him for a couple of years. He came back, why?
Because he got into a physical fight with his father's girlfriend.
Oh, my. Okay. That gives us a lot of background here. So what's going on with him and you at home right now?
A lot of tension in the home. I really don't, I've had to kind of step back and change my approach. Instead of, and it's almost like he's running the house, because instead of telling him what to do, a lot of times I find myself.
You still there, Tony?
Did we lose her?
I think we did.
Something weird's going on with the phone.
Apologize for the technical difficulties here.
Yeah.
Tony, here's the thing. You know, you've got a 15-year-old son there who's been causing problems in the household for a couple of years now. You seem like you're afraid of him. I think what you were saying, instead of telling him what to do, you're asking him, and then we dropped you at that point. But,
and, of course, we want to acknowledge the fact that this is a big kid. He's 15, and he did get into a physical assault situation with his father's girlfriend. So, you know, I understand that the sound of you feeling a little frightened by him can be really a truly significant thing. I think we might have gotten Tony back on the line. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
I'm there, so glad.
Okay, Tony. So you were saying that you're in a place right now where you're not telling him what to do. You're kind of what, asking him what to do, or kind of what?
Yeah, sometimes I find myself asking him instead of telling him what to do, because he becomes, it's like World War III, very defensive, very hostile, and we're in group right now. We've been in counseling. for almost the past 2 years since he's been home, because he was caught shoplifting at a store, and so they recommended.
So you've got a kid who's got some pretty serious signs of conduct disorder going on right now, and this therapy that you're in, do you feel like it's being effective at addressing the issues between you and your son, or is it just kind of going through the motions here?
We're just going through the motions. I had a meeting with them yesterday, and basically, because I wanted their take on it, because I've been praying on this, and I've, you know, asked a lot of people that I trust, and I listen to you guys' show, like, every day. And I'm in RCIA classes right now, so I'm going to be coming into the church really soon. And so I've talked to my sister, and, you know, the suggestion was to... I filed incorrigibility. I went and filed incorrigibility through the court. But I didn't know if I should go forward with it. I don't know if I'm
What's the goal there? So you file incorrigibility charges against him, and then what? The court does what?
They will set up a hearing, and see, this is the thing. I'm supposed to go down there tomorrow. They would set up a hearing, and he would get an attorney, and we would actually go to court.
No, I understand that, but so what? But for what?
Are you trying to get him placed in foster care and removed from your home? Is that what you're looking for?
Not foster care, but into a facility, a treatment facility. There has been some drug use in the past with him.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Tony, it sounds like you're heading in the right direction, unfortunately. I mean, things have progressed to the point where, you know, he's detached from any adult who wants to kind of lead him or mentor him at this point. And it sounds to me like you're heading in the right direction with it. Although, I mean, I would love to avoid that if it was at all possible. And I wish I could give you different advice here. And generally speaking, whenever you're talking about teens, you know, the best way to approach it, you know, a therapist who is competent in attachment-based family therapy that really builds rituals and routines in the household, builds rapport and communication between the parent and the child and all that. But he's disconnected, and he's kind of in it for himself at this point. You're talking about drug use. You're talking about, you know, physical altercations. You're talking about, you know, serious conduct disorder that needs serious treatment. And with other kids in the household, you don't think you're at a place where you can really handle it. I think the only thing you can do is proceed with the incorrigibility charges and get him the treatment then that he needs. Hopefully he'll be able to come back with a little more self-discipline and self-control once he's gotten the proper treatment.
That said, Tony, you've got other kids in the home, a lot of other kids in the home. Please pick up a book called Hold On to Your Kids by Dr. Gordon Neufeld. It's going to give you a tiny light into the kind of work that can be done in your home through you and through attachment-based family therapy, which is very, very different from what you're getting in group. And I'd love to be able to see you begin to put that into place for your other children so this doesn't become a legacy that happens over and over
again. Again, that's Hold On to Your Kids by Dr. Gordon Neufeld, Neufeld. Thanks so much for the call, Tony. We're going to add you to our Heart, Mind, and Strength prayer list. Feel free to give us a call anytime you need some more encouragement or support or resources. 877-573-7825.
Cautionary tale, please, that book again, Hold On to Your Kids by Dr. Gordon Neufeld. If you see your kids heading down a road like this, if you're seeing your kids begin to really go down to that place where they're disobeying, they're not listening to you, you feel like you're not effective, recapture their hearts now. There are ways to do it. Either call us at the Pastoral Solutions Institute or find attachment-based family therapy. It does work. It's the fighting chance for your family. Now we're going to Tom in Birmingham, Michigan.
Tom, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Yeah, great show as always. Looking for a little bit of advice. You know, wife and I have been married 8 years. She's been suffering with like kind of anxiety and depression for some time here. I'm trying to get medicines and stuff like that for it. Hasn't really helped a lot. She's also been diagnosed with diabetes maybe 4 years ago. And we're like, you know, in our 30s.
How long ago was she diagnosed with the anxiety disorder?
Probably about 5 years ago.
Okay, and you said she's been on medication, but it's not done a whole lot for her.
No, it hasn't done a lot. She's gone through different ones and things of that sort. Part of the problem is I'm self-employed. Mm-hmm. You know, she hasn't been able to, you know, hang on to a job because of a lot of this. And, you know, and once she had the diabetes, then, you know, I can't get insurance. I mean, the insurance that's available to me is basically useless when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, So trying to find a way to pay for all that, and then also, and then of course, you know, it's led to a lot of marital problems. I mean, you know, divorce comes up at least once a month. It has for about the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. We got a 3-year-old daughter at home. I mean, it's, you know, breaking my heart.
Is she getting any kind of counseling for this anxiety?
You know, we haven't. That's the one reason I was calling you. I was trying to find a resource. You know, that's maybe not, you know, expensive, because I'm spending a lot of money on the diabetes, and the economy isn't what it was, you know, for my business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So that's what I'm trying to find, is maybe if you have some resource, something I can get her to talk to somebody.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me start you off with some less expensive self-help resources, and then I'll kind of plug you into some other resources that for counseling, because it sounds to me like you might really need that.
Sure.
But let me turn you on to some things. First of all, the two resources I mentioned earlier I think could be very helpful. One is the God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy, Finding Balance Through God's Grace, which has several chapters on dealing with more serious anxiety problems, and helps folks get a handle on the thoughts that pass through our heads that take a situation and really ramp it up, and help you use the spiritual discernment techniques to kind of get a handle on that. So that book, again, is God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy, Finding Balance Through God's Grace. I don't have them on our website yet. We don't have our author's copies, but you can order them at any online bookstore. They're out this month. The thing you can get from our site, though, is a 2-CD set that talks through some good techniques for getting control of those thoughts and feelings and starting to kind of ramp down that anxiety that you're feeling, so that you can think more clearly and respond instead of react to life's stressors. And that's called Rise Up and Walk, Plug Into the Power of God's Grace. And it talks through some of the techniques we were talking about earlier with, I said, the thought-stopping stuff, plus additional resources to kind of help your mind just calm down and focus on what you need to do instead of all the things that you're worried about. Now, I'm going to turn you on to another book, actually, by Dr. David Burns, called When Panic Attacks. When Panic Attacks is a book that really represents kind of the cutting edge in panic disorder treatment. And he's got some excellent techniques. Now, it's a secular book, so where God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy looks at things in the Catholic Christian perspective. Burns' book does not, but it's still very, very good, and it's they're excellent complements to each other. If you find that those self-help resources aren't quite enough, and I suspect that they'll help, but I don't think they'll get you all the way there, but I think it'll get you started.
Yeah.
And please do look for either locally a therapist who is capable of doing cognitive behavioral therapy for anxiety disorders. Again, that's cognitive behavioral therapy. It's really
and
the,
you want
it's
to
the
ask.
Gold standard.
You don't want to just pick a therapist out of a phone book. You want to really shop for this, okay?
Yeah, and it's not, you know, not somebody who says, oh, yeah, I do some of that. You know, I do some of this. No. Somebody who really is trained in cognitive behavioral therapy. If you can't find somebody locally, or you'd rather work with us because we do that sort of therapy in the context, in a faith-integrated context, you can always contact us for the Pastoral Solutions Institute. We do this work on the telephone, and it's very effective on the phone as well as in face-to-face. So.
And, Tom, I want to just add here, we will be praying for you, your wife, and your little girl, but please, this is not the time to cut corners. I know the finances are difficult. We're all feeling it. But here's the deal. If you have divorce coming up once a month, all right, God forbid it goes in that direction, the financial cost, never mind the emotional cost and the cost to your child's well-being, is so far beyond what you'll spend in a few sessions to get your wife's thoughts under control and put your family back on track. The financial devastation of going through a divorce to household, child custody, the whole mess, you don't want to go there. So this is, you know,
Don't be penny-wise, Tom, foolish, really.
That's the phrase I was searching
for. Of this. But, Tom, I want to thank you so much for the call. If there's more that we can do for you, please don't hesitate to give us a holler. If you'd like to learn more about our counseling resources at the Pastoral Solutions Institute, go online to exceptionalmarriages.com. We don't just do marriage counseling. We do counseling for every situation there. And we do it all over the telephone. It's Catholic-integrated, faithful and effective cognitive behavioral solution-focused counseling. Check it out. You can also call to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. Tom, thanks for the call. We are adding you to our Heart, Mind, and Strength prayer list as well. We have to take a break. When we come back, more of your calls at 877-573-7825. If you're on the line, hang on. If you haven't called in yet, give us a holler. 877-573-7825. More with you and Heart, Mind, and Strength coming up right after this.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is made possible in part by our day sponsor, Corporate Travel, to encourage people to go on pilgrimages as an expression of faith. Corporate Travel is the premier tour operator for Catholic and educational travel experience since 1969. For information, go to ctscentral.net.
You're listening to Ave Maria Radio.
Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, this is Teresa Tamio. Are you a Catholic business owner? We all know in tough economic times, some businesses do better than others, and yours can actually be one of them. It's all how you target your advertising. When you display your business in the CatholicBusinessPages.com online business directory, you're letting people know that you're out there. And we're not talking about expensive. We're talking about rates starting at less than a dollar a day. So check it out. Go to CatholicBusinessPages.com and enter the promo code AMR and save.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
On our program this week, Father Ricardo continues a short series on our American and the worldwide culture from the Catholic perspective. With the culture denying that there is an absolute truth, Father Ricardo's current series is entitled Living as a Christian in a Post-Christian World. This week, it's relativism. Listen Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825.
Let's get right to it with Lisa from Michigan.
Lisa, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
I just wanted to call and share my experience with anxiety and depression. I'm a cancer patient for 4.5 years now, and I take very strong pain medication. And if I add anxiety, depression medication...
I apologize for interrupting you. Can I just ask you to turn your radio off? We're getting
oh, sure.
Feedback.
Sorry.
That's right. Thank you. Go ahead.
I can't take that medication because it doesn't combine well.
The antidepressant medication doesn't work with your painkillers and that kind of thing.
Right. It magnifies all of the issues instead of helping.
Sure.
And so I've had to find other ways to deal with the anxiety and depression that comes along with the stress of the situation and and the pain medication. And I just wanted to encourage people not to forget to have faithful people in their life that they can call when they feel that anxiety coming on and just say, you know what, I need to talk and I need to just stop those thoughts and talk about something else. So just talk to me about anything. It just helps to have faithful people in your life that are you call
it,
up.
It absolutely does. There's no question about that. Are you getting any kind of support in any kind of group, for instance, a support group, or are there any? Would you like any recommendations for books or anything like that that could be useful for you in this situation?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay,
I have a great priest friend, and my husband is an incredibly faithful person, and he's always there. He stops work. He says, what do you need?
I'm going to really encourage you, actually, to pick up a copy of Burns' book, When Panic Attacks. I think it's going to be a great resource for you to really help give you some techniques to stop those thoughts from swirling around in your head and taking what is a really bad situation and making it infinitely worse, and really helping you take full advantage of the grace that God is giving you in your healing. I also want you said you have a good priest in your life. If you haven't done so, make sure that you're taking advantage of anointing of the sick, not just for the cancer, but for the anxiety as well. A lot of people don't realize that they should and can take advantage of that sacrament for emotional healing as well as physical healing, and I'd really encourage you to take advantage of that spiritual opportunity.
And Lisa,
as well.
I'm so glad that you're getting support you need through friends, through your husband, but as this article pointed out at the beginning of the show, when you actually enter into clinical anti-anxiety work, so the things that are actually going to teach you how to manage the anxiety that you're hearing in your head, they're showing significant decrease in fatality rates, 59% decrease in fatality rates in cancer. So don't be afraid to actually get in contact with a good therapist and say, I need work on the anxiety part of this issue in my life.
Lisa, thank you for your call. We're going to add you to our Heart, Mind, and Strength prayer list, and we ask all of the Heart, Mind, and Strength listeners to keep Lisa in their prayers today for a full and speedy recovery. God bless you. 877-573-7825. Only got about 2 minutes left, but let's go to Marcos in Washington, D.C., who has a question for us. Marcos, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out? Marcos, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Marcos. We've got about a minute and a half here. What's your question for us?
Well, my question is how regenerate my self-esteem?
How to regenerate your self-esteem. You know, well, when it comes to self-esteem, the most important thing, that you, it's not so much about saying nice things about yourself and affirmations and those sorts of things. What's even more important than self-esteem is something called self-efficacy. In other words, if I know that I can set a goal and meet it consistently, then I feel good about myself because I feel effective. And so what you want to do is in fighting the battle for a better and healthier sense of self-esteem is you want to do exactly that. Set goals and start breaking those goals into small steps so that every day you can do one thing to go a little bit closer to those goals so that you can feel good about what you've accomplished. Start by setting very simple, manageable, measurable, accomplishable goals every day. You know, little things that you can be sure that you can do. And give yourself, you know, at the end of the day, give yourself some credit for it. You know, sit down and prayerfully reflect on what God has enabled you to do and what He's enabled you to accomplish so that you can feel good about where you've gotten. And then chart a course for the next day so that you can continue to show yourself that, look, I can make things happen in my life. Making a plan, following through on that plan, accomplishing your goals is the best way to enhance your self-esteem and enhance that sense of self-efficacy, which is even more important to overall mental well-being and physical well-being as well. Marcos, thanks for the call. I'm sorry we didn't have more time to talk with you, but hopefully those techniques will help get you started down the road. And if there's more we can do for you in the future, you know where to find us. Come on over and visit us at ExceptionalMarriages.com and get all the resources you need to start living a more joyful and abundant life. And get out there and love the Lord.
With all your heart, mind, and strength.
God bless you, everybody.
You've been listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Greg and Lisa Popchek. Heart, Mind, and Strength is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com. Heart, Mind, and Strength is produced by Ave Maria Radio and is supported by the generosity of listeners like you. Tune in every weekday at noon, 11 Central, for more faith-filled answers to life's difficult questions on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you missed a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
It comes as no surprise that the Parental Rights Amendment isn't popular with liberals. But did you know that it also receives criticism from the conservative side? Today on Homeschool Heartbeat, host Mike Ferris addresses one of the objections raised by those on the right.
I believe the Parental Rights Amendment is a good idea, but any good idea will attract opponents, often from both sides of the political spectrum. This week I want to respond to some of the conservative critics of the Parental Rights Amendment. The chief argument posed by these critics is this: parental rights are God-given and inalienable, and not created by government. Therefore, it's unnecessary or even dangerous for us to attempt to protect these rights by means of an amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Well, this is mistaken. While it's certainly true that God-given and inalienable rights are created by God, not by governments, this does not mean that it's wrong for government to protect God-given rights. The Declaration of Independence states this very plainly. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. The founders made it clear, rights come from God, but the very reason we have government